So I'm actually related to him. We moved into this new senior community a year and a half ago, not really knowing what ministry God had in mind for us. Bill has a lot of fun with the Michigan, Ohio State bantering, so he gets to know lots of people that way. But I guess what I'm super grateful for is Holy Spirit nudges, because it feels like there's so many times when the Holy Spirit nudges me to have a conversation with someone or call them up or text them. I'll give you an example that happened a couple weeks ago. One of our very favorite friends passed away, and I just felt really strongly like there's this one server in our dining room who's like the age of our granddaughters, but I was feeling like we should like invite her to go to the funeral with us so she felt comfortable, because I knew she was pretty close to this man. And I just didn't run across her, but I felt this really strong urge. And we park in the parking lot at the church where the memorial service is, and who's walking in at the same time as us? By Courtney, who's like, yes. So we sat with her and made her feel comfortable, and now I can follow up on some spiritual, with some spiritual conversation following that. But just one example.
I'm grateful for how he speaks, but how you listen as well. Others.
I'm just grateful to be alive. I don't know, I was really reflecting that this past week. I used to struggle with anxiety. I had like anxiety attacks and depression, and just like the reminder of like today, just like that, yes, Jesus runs after us, but he holds us too. Like, I just got like, man, like I just got like reminded of the fact that like I was once someone that Jesus was running after. And literally all it took was a gentle whisper, and that gentle whisper said my name. And I've since just been held by him and loved. And he's just been reminding me of my identity as a daughter. And yeah, I've just been set free of depression and anxiety, and I'm just grateful to be alive. So far.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm grateful for the snow, for these winters that we have. I'm grateful for what God is putting in this church this morning. I'm grateful for me, my soul. I feel so good.
Amen.
And I'm truly, truly blessed to be a part of this congregation. Thank you.
Just so grateful for Dan and Laurel. I can see you. They have taught me so much. But for those who don't know, they are putting together a breakfast on Sunday mornings for those who are in need of breakfast at right here in our basement, you guys. And I've been sitting in Lamentations at the beginning of this month, and you know, Jeremiah was in a really hard place, and Jerusalem was in a really hard place. And there's those of us here who we are sitting next to that are in really hard places, yet there's hope. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, this Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. For the Lord is good for those who hope in him, to those who seek him, to those who wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And just so thankful for the hope that we have and for the people that we are able to give hope to. And yeah, just really reflecting on that.
Thanks, Tabitha. I'm grateful for Sarah being here. Sarah's an old youth group kid of mine. I haven't aged, though, so it's good to see that she came this morning and is back, and it's good to see her. There was one over here, wasn't there? Up here? All right, I'll go to Rick.
I'm thankful for the promise of, it's in the first chapter of Philippians, that he who began a good work within us will bring it to completion. And I see that happening in my own life as I get older. I get wiser and I realize how much I don't know, and yet how gracious God is to bring people in my life who are teaching me things and just for new revelation every day of himself, and so I'm thankful for that.
Thanks for Caleb.
Sometimes it's just a small thing, like a word of encouragement. I have, it's literally just a little tiny conversation that I had with my friend Eliana a few days ago. This was right before Starcatcher, the show, so I was nervous. We were trying to figure out something, and I said, yeah, we can probably figure out something more tomorrow. Yeah. Besides, we should probably be in bed. Yeah, I have to put my pajamas on and stuff. I'm getting ready to. I'm just nervous about Starcatcher tomorrow. And she goes, oh, yes, I know you will do great. And it's okay to be nervous. I get it. I said, thanks. Good night. Good night. And that was all she said. And I sent her a video with me just wearing a stick-on mustache with another cast member saying, thank you for the encouragement. It meant a lot. And within like 2 minutes, she saw it and goes, nice mustache. Also, you're welcome. Anytime. So it's cool that she's there to talk to, whatever. So, just thankful for her, Eliana.
Others.
Good morning, fellow new creations. What I'm really thankful for is this is my fourth Thanksgiving free from drugs and alcohol. So, but what I was really thinking about and what was really coming to mind is God's promises. I've been a Christian for about 30 years, and so I've pursued God a lot in my life, and many times I felt like the promises weren't coming to fruition in my life. And what I've discovered in recent years is through the willingness to be honest and transparent with just a handful of other believers, I've watched God's faithfulness just come alive. I have a peace in my life, a steadiness in my life that I didn't know was possible, or I began to question as a believer. And that's what I'm really, really grateful for, is that just a little bit of willingness and honesty, and God will bless it. It's amazing.
All right, good morning, church. I want to see you run from side to side. I'm thankful for, I never thought I'd be able to say this, surviving cancer this year. I'm thankful for this woman who's in 2 weeks will be 25 years. We are going through a trial right now, and I'm thankful for that. Because all it's doing is making me want Holy Spirit to be deeper. And me, that's all I want. A verse that's been important this last couple weeks is Luke 22, and it's about 31, and it says, it's just before Simon denies Jesus. And Jesus says, Simon, I'm going to allow Satan to sift you like wheat. The next verse he says, but I'm praying for you. And I think that's what we cling to, is that prayer. That he is praying for us, that's his promise. He sits at the right hand of the Father and prays for us. In my anxious moments, I know my anxiety is about a future that's uncertain to me, but it's known to God. And so I cling to my Father, and I'm his son. He's got good stuff for us. And I just want that Holy Spirit to fill me. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. What a powerful reminder to be thankful for difficulties and sufferings and struggles, because you know God's still working on us as well.
I'm thankful for Christian, and I also just wanted to say I'm thankful to you guys for pointing to the young people of the church here, and that's a person that meant a lot to me. And I know a lot of other young people around here too. So thank you for all you guys do.
You go right
now. Hi guys, I'm Mia. I want to say that I'm thankful for my parents, and I was planning on saying this before my dad got up, but
reading in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. And that sounds so, like, basic. And I think there's these verses that we just, like, we take it and we're like, great, give thanks in all circumstances. And you're like, okay, thank you. But when, like, even, like, for me, when I'm going through something and I feel like, you know, like, mentioned things, like, acting it out is so hard. And even when it feels like small things are, like, it feels huge in the moment. And, like, I literally, like, I'll tell my mom, like, Mom, I don't know what to do. She's like, yeah, just give thanks. And it's just so much easier said than done. But when I'm going through my little thing and then, like, I see my parents and then I'm like, they're giving thanks in a time and a place that I feel like I wouldn't, I've been able to see that their faith has been so strong in the Lord in giving thanks and how gratitude, literally, and, like, saying that thanks even when you don't feel it, it changes your heart and it changes, like, literally the way you think. And, like, God sees that and he, like, he blesses that. And so I'm really thankful for my parents because I've been able to see them act out that thanks. And it's inspired me as their daughter, but also just as my own individual to give thanks. So, yeah.
Well, I came in here today and I'm very embarrassed because I slipped off the path for just a minute. Now he was riding on my shirt telling me to come back to the fold.
Yes.
So
yes.
If he's running after me, he sure is. he put it on my heart this morning to repent. And I repent wholeheartedly for my mistake. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna be doing it no more. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
No, I want you to pray for Randy. Pray for Randy right now. Pray for him.
Father God, I just thank you for my brother Randy. What a dear brother he's become. What a picture of redemption that he is, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The prodigal son, and so many stories we see in Scripture. He's walking it out in honesty and power and glory. And I just thank you so much for his testimony, God. And I pray that you would continually fill him every day with your Holy Spirit and determination and freedom, God. It is for freedom that you have set Randy free. I thank you for the power that I've seen him walk in and stumble like we all do.
Yeah.
Nothing to come back and get on that horse and repent. I just give you all thanks and praise. I know that your hand in his life. And thank you for his contrition. Pray for his steps forward, God, that you would order his steps in being successful and getting back on the horse and providing opportunities and steps forward in power and glory. So thank you for him this morning, Lord, in his honesty. We give you the glory.
Yeah.
In the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want, Randy, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your honesty. And actually, as I look at you, and as Dan was praying, there's so much more for us as a community, but this is the community that I want us to become, that I believe the Lord wants us to become. So let's just do a little experiment here. You said you screwed up. Okay? I appreciate your honesty and repented. And why did you repent? Because it's the kindness of the Lord that leads us to repentance. Because the Lord is kind. Well, let me just do a little experiment here. Raise your hand if you screwed up in the last week. Yeah. I didn't say anything, Tabitha. Here, too often in recovery circles, people say, oh, I relapse, and they just kind of walk away. You know, the life is filled with mistakes. I make mistakes. I screw up. We all screw up. But the beauty of it is the kindness of the Lord. And to be a community that repents regularly and returns to the Lord regularly because of his kindness. He's not saying, hey, come back. No, he's saying, come back. Keep going. So the most bold and courageous thing that you could have done is to be here today. It's to be here today. To be honest. Instead of being like, oh, I'm giving up. I'm going. No, don't give up. And this is for anybody in this room. Don't give up. Don't drift. Hebrews 2 talks about this. They were drifting away from the Lord. Don't just allow this slow drift. If you mess up, come back to a community that loves you, and more importantly, a guy who loves you. So thanks for teaching us this morning, Randy. Others? And I'm thankful for Randy who raised his hand after Steve so that I wouldn't have to run from Steve over here to LA.
I've just been really grateful for the beauty of seasons. I feel like the Lord has just been teaching me a lot and how the physical things of seasons can apply to, like, different seasons of our life.
Sure. All right. That's good. I just want to
Hi, everybody. Last week, and also with Andrew and worship, I keep finding myself overwhelmed with gratitude and gratefulness. But last week, you know, there was kind of a lot going on in my life to where I was just driving my car going to work, and the spirit, you know, is just so grateful, and I'm thanking God for things. And I can hear flesh in the background saying, like, for what? You know, and the spirit just keeps going, like, I don't know. But what it is now, I can see it is that hope. It's the promises that He's made us. It's, you know, He says many promises in the Bible, you know, and you can't just leave one of them and not leave the whole thing. You know, it just has so much more for us, but there is that hope, and knowing that all that is really an illusion of false things that's going wrong. Now, sure, it's reality in life, and it looks that way, but God's already taken care of it for us, you know? And I'm just grateful for that, and I'm grateful to be able to be grateful.
I'm grateful. I've had laryngitis all week, and you and your kids singing, I know you guys are great singers, and I really am grateful for just the song.
I was reminded of some of my testimony. Actually, I was talking to Bill and Barb before the service, and just really grateful for the Holy Spirit. Growing up, I was in a very strict conservative, is all about the rules, and later in life, I got to know the Holy Spirit, and it just changed my life and just brought me into a freedom that I never experienced before. And I didn't really know that you could hear from God and get direction in your life. It was oh yeah, you just pick the best choice that's not a sin. And so really learning about the Holy Spirit and being God wants to talk to us through the Holy Spirit and wants to tell us what's next and not leave us in the dark. And just leaning into that, even when it's scary and it feels I don't know if this is real. Is this the Holy Spirit? Is this me? And just continuing to lean into that and then even learn about that in scripture. I was led a couple weeks ago to Psalm 25:14, and it says, "There's a private place reserved for the devoted lovers of Yahweh, where they sit near Him and receive the revelation secrets of His promises." And so that's in scripture that we get to hear from the Lord. And so I'm just really grateful that, the Holy Spirit was able to fill me and find me when I was living in kind of religiosity. So
thank you so much. As you were talking, I'm just so thankful for you and Brian. They shoveled out early, came and led in worship. I'm thankful for Lady Coding, who's I'll do the slides because somebody else was supposed to. And I look across this body, and I'm just so thankful for the body of Christ here. And one other person I'm just so going to acknowledge, and I can go person by person, but I'm going to call out Brad. So grateful for Brad. And a year ago, none of us knew Brad. Some of them might have, but we know Brad. And he's such a light in this community. And he comes and he sets up chairs and he helps and he serves and he cares for people and he shovels. And just the joy that he brings to this body called Restoration is just such a gift. So thank you, Brad. There's another hand over here.
Just thank you for the Mint Bible Study community. It's always a blessing to see that chat go by. And what you were saying with bringing it on past Sunday to Monday and stuff, that, I mean, it could be something asking for prayers or somebody needs a ride, but just seeing that community that's so active and see those men step up is a huge blessing.
That's right.
All right. Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm thankful to not be homeless anymore. I spent 4 years. Yes, I spent 4 years and 10 months in the street, and then I got my own apartment, and I've been housed for almost 3 years, so.
I'm gonna be sort of vulnerable here. January 15th of last year, we started a Bible study Wednesday night. I know some faces around here. Usually go to a different church, but they've been trying to get me to come here, so been coming the last few weeks. But January 15th last year, I turned my life and will over to the care of God, because because of Dave and Dan and everybody at the Wednesday night Bible study. So on Thanksgiving, Thursday was my 1 year of sobriety. Checked myself into rehab day before Thanksgiving last year. And then just so happened, Wednesday night Bible study started, and now I got a family, and you guys are my family. Anybody praising the Lord is my family. And that's what I'm thankful for, is community, everyone that loves God.
That's awesome. You said through the things of Dan and some others or whatever, no, it's the Holy Spirit. God was chasing after you and pursuing you. And you even talked about, you know, you go to a different, you know, church. No, we're all the same. We're all, there's one church in this area. And so when you're at Central Wesleyan, you're still part of this body. So got baptized at Central, which was sweet. So praise God for what he's done in your life.
I'd just like to be grateful because I am formally incarcerated after doing 12 years since the age of 16. And I just want to thank the Lord for, like, helping me through all the torment and torture that I dealt with, especially losing my grandma, who meant a lot for me. That was my darkest time, you know. Like, I took it so hard that I actually tried to take my own life because she meant so much to me. And now I'm just grateful for everything she did, because now I'm becoming the grandson, the nephew of my aunt, who they imagined who's on his way back to Christ, you know.
Yes.
It's a hard journey, but I'm managing it through good people such as uncle behind me, Rick.
See,
it's so hurtful. But I want to be able to expand my journey by reaching out to younger people, like such as Brad back there, you know, kind of share my story and my testimony and kind of be a motivational influencer, you know. And yeah, so cool.
So let's do this. I remember 5 years ago.